This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. They both come in giftable boxes with savings up to $46 and free shipping for a limited time. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities.
Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, puzzlers! Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the comforting ranger station in your national puzzle park. I'm your host, AJ Jacobs, and before we start puzzling, some breaking puzzler news. The Puzzler Podcast was nominated for a Webby Award. The Webbies are the Oscars for podcasts, but slightly more glamorous. I think. I've never been. We were nominated as Best Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to you, the Puzzler listeners, for getting us there. The nominations are chosen by judges, but then the listeners take over and vote on their favorite. So please, if you have 90 seconds, we would love a vote. The link is in the show notes on your handy podcast app. And now, on with the show. Today's guest is the great Nagin Farsad, comedian, writer, director, and host of the podcast Fake the Nation. Welcome, Nagin.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. Also nervous and scared.
Those are all valid emotions. I'm not going to question your emotional reality, but I think you will come away not scared. I think you will have we are very gentle here at the Puzzler. So your podcast is a delight. And for those who have not listened to your show, and our hearts go out to those people, of course, how would you describe it? What's the format?
Fake the Nation is just, it's a three-person, it's me and a couple of comedians usually, or like journalists who know how to hang, if you know what I mean. And we take three topics from politics and from culture, and we try and leave people feeling better about the news and the state of affairs in the world than they did before they started the pod. So that's one of our weekly goals.
I always feel better after watching your show. And tell me about the name. How did you come up with the name?
Fake the Nation?
Yeah.
I mean, in 2016, before the term fake news was born, I was watching Face the Nation on CBS, and it was literally just a pun on the CBS show Face the Nation. I was like, what if it's that, but like dumb comedians, you know?
And you were ahead of the curve on the fake front, but we also were very pro pun here, of course, at the Puzzler, because many of our puzzles are based on them. And in fact, we love your idea of changing one letter in the name of a news show, we loved it so much we decided to do our own version as a puzzle.
Okay.
So this puzzle is called Television Newt, which is, of course, one letter from Television News, nothing to do with Newt Gingrich. And in this puzzle, I'm going to give you the description of a show, which doesn't actually exist, but is one letter off from the title of a real news program. So are you ready for your first one?
Okay, so I'm looking for the title of a news program. It's one letter off.
Exactly. Okay. I think you'll get it as soon as I give you this clue. And thank you for the inspiration, by the way. So this, your first clue is, this is a daily morning show on a conservative news network where the hosts banter about smoked salmon. They banter about smoked salmon.
Is it like chum in the water, chatting chum?
Oh, chum. I like the way you're going. I like that, but no. That is another fish pun, but this one is smoked salmon, or you might get
salmon
on a bagel.
You make it
with
on a bagel.
Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade are the co-hosts, and they love to talk about.
Libtards.
Smoked salmon.
Whatever.
They do
is that
do
their,
that.
Is that their pet the... name for? Is smoked salmon their pet name for liberals? I don't know.
Maybe. Well, what is another name for smoked salmon? Maybe that will
lox. Like,
yes. So lox. So
lox and loaded.
Lox and friends. You
lox
got it.
Friends.
I'm gonna see. So one letter off from Fox
but
and Friends.
But I just want to say, Lox and Loaded is a sister show that has to do with weaponry and fish at the same time.
Yes. You're shooting fish in a barrel.
Exactly. So that's
that
a separate show.
I would watch that show.
And it wasn't the show you were asking about, but it is the show I wanted to answer about.
And yes. And you got the chum pun, so you get extra points.
Oh, thank you.
And now I think you've got the, I usually give an example, but we didn't have enough to give an example. So that was your example. Consider that your example.
Okay.
And now the real ones. Okay. This is a daily show on MSNBC where the hosts go for a run before breakfast. The hosts, they're a married couple, last names Scarborough and Brzezinski, and they go for a run.
A daily show where they go for a run. So
the real show is named, what's the real show with Scarborough and Brzezinski on MSNBC?
Morning Joe, is it?
That's it. Morning Joe. So now change one letter if they're going if
for
they're going
Morning
for
Jag.
A run. Morning Jog.
Morning Jog.
All right, see? I think you're in. I think you got it now.
But I hope that they do change the format of their show to like a jogging. I think it would be so much more interesting to get their opinions that way.
Yes. I'd like to see some politicians, like, I don't know, Chris Christie, like jogging, like get people out
there. Yeah, and I
want to
see more,
healthy.
Absolutely. Let's get the politicians jogging. And then in the Fox example, let's get them eating lox.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Because Hot Ones has the market cornered on eating something during an interview, and they shouldn't be the only ones. I mean, we can't just have the Hot Ones
You're
monopoly.
So right. You are so right. Yes, they can get saltier and saltier lox and see if they can stand
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I would watch that. All right. How about this HBO show? It's a weekly show hosted by a politically incorrect comedian.
Yeah.
And in this one, he discusses current events but with silent entertainers. All the guests are silent entertainers wearing striped shirts. So what's the real,
no,
what's the
okay,
actual
so the
show?
Real show is Real Time.
Exactly.
With Bill Maher. And I believe in a nod to a very popular format in 1930s France, you are referring to Real Mime?
Real Mime with Bill Maher. Exactly. And sometimes you do want his guests to be silent. It might be a better show.
I know. All I want is for them to be trapped in an imaginary box sometimes. Really just looking for ways to get out. Just really doing that object work on that box. And instead of the conversation, is really what I would rather see.
Yes. Sometimes they're in an ideological box. Maybe that's the link. All right, two more, and then you are done. This one is an hour-long weekly show, and it's about math. And in this one, the hosts do one subtraction problem per minute with hosts like Leslie Stahl and Steve Croft. So they do one subtraction problem per minute for an hour.
Oh, Leslie Stahl, it's called, are you talking about 60 Minutes?
That's the actual show.
Yeah.
But then, so,
and then right, the actual show is 60 Minutes. And then, sorry, they subtract one thing, an episode?
No, one per minute. And it's an hour long show. So they do a lot. They do like 70 of these subtraction problems. So there are 60 of them.
Yeah, 60. They're
not 60 minutes. Subtraction. What's another subtraction? Not addition, but not plus, but...
It's not... Yeah, 60 division doesn't work with your game. 60 addition, 60...
It's got its plus, it's got its... It's got its pluses, it's got its...
It's got its minuses.
Yes!
Minuses? Oh, yeah, minuses.
60 minuses.
Wait, there was some brain thing there that minuses and minutes don't feel related in any way, but they're so related with one letter off.
You're right. Yeah, they got the weird pronunciation difference. So
yeah.
But you got it. You got it. All right, last
one. I feel like, by the way, I play the show 60 Minuses with my daughter every day. She's in kindergarten. So we're doing 60 Minuses every night at home.
And you're like the Leslie Stahl.
I'm the Leslie. Yeah, absolutely.
You're trying to break her down.
I sit down very formal and I say, with the clock ticking in the background, and I'm Leslie Stahl. And you're, and this is 60 Minuses.
I would watch it. Listen, film it next time, please. All right, last one. This is an ABC show, airs every weekday, and the hosts, Robin Roberts and George Stephanopoulos, show off their bare butts. So what is that? They show off their bare butts every morning. So what's the real show with your ABC's morning?
It's not Good Morning America?
It is Good Morning America. You got it. You got it. Mm-hmm. So now just change one. What's another word for showing off your bare butt might be when you blank someone, you are...
Yeah, you flash them?
Yeah. That's more frontal, I feel.
Okay.
This is backal.
Backal.
Like when you pull your pants down.
Good pantsing America.
I like that. Not the sun, but the...
Oh, good mooning America.
Good mooning America. You got it. There it is.
Mooning. I haven't heard the... I feel like, again, we're pulling... Like, I would say it's in common parlance today, the term mooning. It feels like very old to me.
Yeah. Well, my wife won a mooning contest of some sort, so maybe it's more... present in my mind.
Yeah. All those mooning contests that your wife gets involved in.
Not anymore. This was in her past.
Oh, got you.
Well, thank you. Those were even worse puns than Fake the Nation. Nothing wrong with Fake the Nation. These made Fake the Nation. So that. But you did fantastic. You worked through it. All right. Before we wrap up, as always, for the puzzlers at home, here's an extra credit puzzle. This is a PBS investigative documentary series about the first half of a golf course. The first half of a golf course. You will get the answer to that extra credit in the next episode. And please, if you like the show, then review it. We're hoping to get more reviews because it helps people find it. I learned this trick of saying that from Nagin Farsad, our guest,
hey,
who said it in one of hers. So thank you for the inspiration. And we will meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. This is Greg Pliska, your chief puzzle officer, with the extra credit answer from our previous show. We played a game with Christopher Short of Geeks Who Drink, and we called the game Greeks Who Sink. Every answer rhymes with Geeks Who Drink. Your extra credit clue was small fries who like to blink with one eye. And those are pipsqueaks who wink. Come back tomorrow for another edition of The Puzzler Podcast with AJ Jacobs, also known as Pipsqueaks Who Wink.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.